Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Hope you're doing well. Flying through May, aren't we?
Oh my God, it's here and it's bloody gone.
I'm Joe McGrath, that's Joe Smith.
Hello.
And in the corner, Mr. Ethan James.
Hello, Joe.
How are we all doing? Good to see you, yeah. One and all.
I like the outfit today.
So I've gone for a grey jumper, but I have, in a rush to have a snack before I came out today, I went into a little packet of olives and I picked two up.
Oh, no.
Two by two.
With two fingers.
With two fingers and yeah. Both on the curve of the two olives.
Yeah.
And I knew it was a risky move. Especially wearing grey.
Yeah.
Because I'm a bit mucky. And as I went towards my mouth, the both olives slipped, one of them falling down the grey top.
Yeah.
And you go on the wide, you can kind of see it there, a little bit of a stain.
That's
so what I did was I instantly went to the sink, yeah. And I scrubbed it.
Scrubbed out.
And then I just put a jumper on top of me.
Yeah.
To hope by the time I got here, it would have disappeared.
No, well, it, you know what? I like the
it's the first thing you said.
I like the
what is this?
Cap.
It's not.
What?
We're not Got Kwan. We're not How to Look Good Naked.
No, but
we're
I
not.
Think it's,
let's just tell our audio listeners how we look. Why can't
I think it's a nice just view into the pod for people who are listening or people who are watching. They'll have known. They'll have clocked what's going on here.
What is going on?
Well, it's a new cap, first of all.
I've got to wear this cap for ages.
Well, you've not worn it on the pod before.
Well, hello, new cap.
It's a new cap. It's a.
Not a new jumper.
It's a sort of HMP standard issue jumper.
Uniqlo.
Which is very nice, of course. It's people won't know this, but it's shorts.
It is shorts. I'm shorts. You know why? I power walk to the studio.
Because it's 13 degrees and windy at 8 a.m.
Yes, but I often take the dogs out before I come to the studio.
Is that what you call your legs?
Dash the dogs in the door, buy dogs, straight to the studio.
I love it. No, you're looking
right, let's go for everyone else, Alfie. Ethan, put on you.
Same
you
thing I always wear.
Yeah, how would you describe it?
Young, conservative, confused, trying to give himself more confidence than he's actually got.
Oh, that's very bleak, isn't it?
Anybody, what he did, a good job there of opening up a little bit.
So we can't take the piss out of him?
Not really, because he's kind of done it already.
At least that outfit would hide the stain of a fallen olive.
Yeah.
So to speak. And you?
Again, what I always wear, Carhartt denim jacket, corduroy.
It feels new though, that denim jacket.
I've kept it in good nick, haven't I?
I don't wear
it when it's raining, put it that way.
Tell you what, one thing is, have you ever gone to someone who stitches stuff for you, or a tailor?
Closest I've been is a dry cleaner, which often offers similar services within.
I feel like they're coming, making a comeback, you know.
Yeah, I
some
like
more
this.
Of my friends saying, oh, I've got to go to this, you know, stitches. Do you call them that? The stitches?
The stitches.
The stitches, the tailors.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's when you get to late 20s, early 30s, where instead of always just buying like the next cheapest clothes you can buy, you've been in work for a decade, you got a bit more money, you've probably bought something that is worth spending 25 quid to maintain.
Mm.
Whereas everything I bought until about 4 years ago, I wear it till it's run out and then you bin it.
That's
whereas
true.
Then you end up spending, oh my God, I've spent 100 quid on a jacket for the first time.
What goes the most in your outfits? Does like a button fall off?
Daddy's little gusset. Daddy's little gusset.
Explain.
In between the legs.
Yeah.
I'm a thigh rub guy.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I will get a, and apparently also there's an acidity element to that.
Really?
Which people don't want to hear, but it's true.
Hours of your thighs running together?
So it's like jeans, trousers, there's a rubbing of the thighs and you get that threadbare kind of, and then all of a sudden, the tiniest of holes, and at that point I think it's game over for a pair of trousers, to be fair.
And no,
which is why I don't
stitches.
Really buy expensive trousers.
Are you a thigh rubber Asian?
The only tailor that stitched me up is Anthony Taylor when he's made a wrong decision.
It's nice.
It's good. It's a good joke, but it answers a question that wasn't asked.
No.
What was the question?
But you know what? Really well done on the joke.
Yeah, it's something about thighs, wasn't it?
Are you a thigh? Do you think you're like
your thighs rub against each other, Ethan?
I think I've got relatively thick thighs. I don't know if I've told you this before, but my friend Nick says that I've got the thickest thighs in the Northeast.
Really?
Well, nice. Five foot five.
He used to think that back in the day, but ever since, like, not moving around as much anymore, they've just kind of got thinner and thinner. But I used to have, like, legs of a stallion.
Beautiful, stallion.
Thick thighs. Yeah. And in his 26-26 trousers.
It must have been quite good for your friend to say that.
Really, like, quite, because I'm quite petite, aren't I? Look like Shakira, probably, you could compare me to.
A second away from saying Shakira, then, and I was going to say, who are you kidding?
I was going to say.
Well, should we get into, we've got a big show today.
Yeah, loads
of lovely
to.
Friday show. Should we get into Breaking Joe's? Breaking Joe's. Right, how's everyone's week been? Who wants to go first? Tell us all.
You go first. Actually, I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first. You go first.
Two things. Bike.
Oh, God. Do you want to guess the second, Ethan?
Lizzie.
It's very me.
Lizzie. No, I've cut new fish on my skillet. Sorry.
I want to ask you about that. Do you think of me as a real Yorkshireman?
No, I don't know why I said that. Yeah, I can't do your voice.
Got new fish on skillet. Two, it is similar to that. I've made another curry. This time, for 13 people. It's the biggest and boldest.
Really? I've ever made. Again, still me and Ethan not in the fold for this. No, who's the 13?
So it was my sister's birthday.
Congratulations.
At ours. And she asked for one of her presents to be me making everyone a curry. So I've made a chicken thing.
Yeah.
Probably closest to a chicken tikka masala, if I had to say.
So did your sister know you were making one of the worst curries? What? Sorry.
What do you mean one of the worst? Oh, yeah, it's one of the worst curries. That's why everyone loves it and everyone orders it. And it's the most ordered curry in the country. Yeah, it's shit, yeah. What are you talking about? Do you think tikka masala is one of the worst curries?
I wouldn't order it.
Do you know what I think is mad about chicken tikka masala? If I ordered one and it came and it was very tomato-y, I would accept that. If it came and it was like very, just basically just cream with chicken in it, I would also accept that. I think the variety of what is, because also I've had completely mild ones. I've had ones that are spicy. I've had ones where the sauce is.
You've had a spicy masala?
Yeah, one in Worksop, there's a place that does a spicy
down
chicken
pits.
Masala. Everest. They do a chicken tikka masala that's spicy. Also, but on the other hand, if you get one that is completely bright red with like food colouring, you'd accept it. Even I've seen a yellow masala.
Have you seen
masala.
That upsets me. I know it doesn't mean anything probably, but it needs to be a certain kind of rich red in my head.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's going on?
Yeah, he's right. Has got probably the widest variety of what is acceptable to land in front of you after you've ordered it.
Where did you land?
So I went very much, it's homemade, so obviously I'm not using food colouring, I'm not using all that to get that bright red. So I've marinated my chicken in a tikka marinade. Classic. Grilled it, sure, thank you. Then I've gone all your classics, onion, garlic, ginger. I'm frying my spices off a couple bay leaves, couple cardamom pods, nice. Cloves.
Yeah, this is nice.
A little bit of cinnamon in there.
Do you remember to take these out? Because sometimes they go missing, don't they?
I take the bay leaves out. I like to play a little green cardamom roulette.
Really?
Occasionally someone just go... And before they even say anything, they go, cardamom.
Yeah, because it is nice to ruin their meal, isn't it?
Bomb of flavour.
One in 12, someone's having their meal
someone's
ruined
having,
today.
Well, probably a couple are, because I put more than one cardamom in there. But then we're talking a lot of paprika to try and get some colour, yeah? Because what's meant to happen is, you're meant to get a lot of that colour from the chilli powder, but we want it to be mild after all.
Okay, yeah.
So we're getting a lot of paprika.
You've got kids, I guess you're cooking for kids and stuff
kids,
like that.
Kids, adults with soft palates. So we're talking cumin, we're talking a bit of coriander, we're talking paprika, tiny bit of Kashmiri chilli, don't get me wrong. No turmeric, because don't worry about that.
Wait, what's wrong with turmeric?
Can't go into it. And then at the very end, we're just doing a little dusting of your friend of mine, garam masala.
Brilliant.
To finish us off. And a whole pot of cream.
Really?
Oh,
and Really?
Yeah, and as I've said, I've already mastered the poppadom. They were fried on the day. We brought some little nibs and nabs that you can get from little onion bargees around the shop near ours.
Nice.
Phenomenal. And it went down a treat. I was very nervous. It took me 5 hours to cook it.
Well, you can get carried away, can't you?
Yeah. You keep checking the clock and all of a sudden it's gone from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. I'm cooking this curry for.
What? What time did you eat?
Well, I cooked on the Friday. We didn't eat it till Sunday afternoon.
Oh, right. You bought it the next day.
Yeah, okay. A couple of days later. Okay, but it went down well. I didn't put enough salt in it.
Did you not check that? Could you not taste that?
It's hard because... Sorry to just go over this. I've got a bit of a cold, so my sort of enthusiasm is waning, much like everyone else, I'm sure. But do you know about how heat affects taste?
God.
Heat.
Oh, he, I thought
not
you said,
he.
Sorry.
He affects taste.
Yeah.
How heat affects taste.
A flavour.
The temperature or spicy level?
The temperature. When,
no, tell me.
When you're tasting...
Now,
food,
is this Joe Smith or is this factual?
Might need Ethan to back me up on this. But this is anecdotal based
on my life.
It's definitely true with coffees, and I think it translates to pretty much any sauce. Mm. If you're eating something that's like 80 degrees plus, a lot of the taste is just dulled completely in your mouth. Whereas if you're eating it in that sort of food sweet spot, like you'll notice whenever you go to a restaurant, you never get any food that is so hot that it burns your mouth. Very rarely. Occasionally you will, but everything is... They like to serve it at sort of 60 to 75 degrees.
Hold on, Joe. I can't go with you on this. What? Let's just be clear. Yeah. The safe point to eat chicken is 75 and over. So yeah. The idea that you think most restaurants are serving you food between 60 and 75, what are you talking about?
Right. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, I'm not saying it was only ever cooked to 65 degrees.
You're thinking they get 75 and they leave it for a bit.
Cook past it, turn the heat off, and let it drop to a manageable temp. Because what we don't want is people with their fucking lips on the table, do we? Because they've burnt everything. Mm. But what happens is so here's the problem. You taste a curry that's boiling and bubbling away. It's probably 90 degrees.
Maybe
it goes down to 80. And it's burning your mouth just to taste it.
It can get hot.
Taste of the thing that... If you taste that same curry at 55 to 70 degrees, when it's palatable but nice and warm, it will taste saltier and there will be more flavour in that curry just because it's at the right temperature.
I'm with you now.
So what I've done in the past is seasoned a boiling hot curry to the point it's salty enough. By the time it cools off, it's making your eyes bleed. It's that salty. I just undersalted it a little bit because now I overcompensated the other way. Feel like I could have put.
But everyone must have liked.
Everyone was really complimentary. It was really nice. I was so stressed. I was worried that everyone was going to hate it and I'd ruin the day. But it didn't, and it went down.
Happy birthday to your sister. That's a nice gift.
Yeah, so that was a nice gift. Not good enough for the whole gift though, is it? I'm going to give.
Oh, full curry can cost a lot though if you're feeding 12 people.
My mum contributed to it.
Do you use chicken thigh?
Chicken breast.
Okay, nice.
And not, I know that's not right.
No,
but what it is I thought, what did I think on the thigh front? Sometimes I think you get them and they're a bit jelly-ish.
Yeah, it depends. I kind of get what you mean there.
Yeah.
And some people are a bit off about
that. A bit squeamish and you've got kids there who might not, what's this?
Yeah, why is it like, why does it taste better?
But it went down an absolute truth. What's
that?
No, I know it's got more.
Why is it so nice, this chicken?
I know it's got more flavour and all that, but I just thought I'd play it safe.
He's been to IMIL today for us to go at him
He looks like a young conservative who doesn't know anything about it.
You being all like soppy and I've got him ill.
Soppy? I've not been soppy.
You have been soppy.
I've got a cold, that's all. Have a go at me.
No, I'm not going to have a go at you.
Second thing is, I'm trying to buy a bike and I think it might be fake or stolen and I don't know whether to do it or not.
Where are you buying the bike off?
It's from a used bike retailer. They're big, they're like nationwide, they're a big company and it says like, oh, we've got the feedback. So here's the pickle and I actually want your thoughts on this. Yeah. I was asking you before because I genuinely want your thoughts. 2 weeks ago, I saw this bike on Facebook Marketplace. Which has got no protection whatsoever.
Oh, Wild West.
And it literally says, if you want to get a refund or, you know, someone's fucked you about, you literally have to just take them to court, which obviously who's ever going to do that? So I thought, I'm not going to get this bike. I even asked ChatGPT, what do you make of this? When you scan the little QR code about whether it's like fake or been stolen, it says it hasn't been reported to the police, but it has been listed as like lost or in transit or something. So it said, stay away, Facebook Marketplace, not worth it. Okay.
Oh, that's crazy.
Now, 2 weeks later, the same bike with the exact same pictures comes up on this reputable retailer that offers their own like protection. So basically, you pay the money, they hold the money for 48 hours after you've bought
yeah.
it. If there's any obvious issues, you tell them and they don't pay you. They don't send the money.
So what's going through your mind?
So then I've messaged the person because it's also been listed for 500 quid more on this new site than it was on Facebook.
Okay.
I really need your thoughts here.
And you think this is the same bike? You're pretty sure?
It's the same pictures.
Wow.
It's not even the same bike. It's the same pictures. Like, literally just copy paste. So I messaged saying, the QR code is there. I've checked it again. It's the same bike. I've messaged saying, hello, I think I saw this bike on another site a few weeks ago. Just noticed there was a little query when you put the QR code in on the bike register thing. Is there any reason why it's listed as this? I'm being a little bit pushy, but I don't want to spend good money.
Yeah,
push bike.
It's a push bike. They reply saying, don't know anything about that. It was on eBay a little bit for a bit, but I bought it from another used retailer 8 months ago. Denying, not mentioning that it was Facebook that it was on. Okay. So he acting as though there's no reference.
Yeah.
Also, the seller's names are different on both websites. Then I replied saying, oh, anything, what about the thing? Because he didn't really respond to that.
Yeah.
I said, what's the reason for selling it, whatever? And he went, oh, I don't know about that. Whatever. Then he also said, the reason I'm selling it is because I'm looking to buy a Giant bike, which is a brand.
A Giant bike with big wheels?
No, like a Pennyfather thing. It's a brand.
How big would it be?
I find Trek bikes too uncomfortable, right? As though he's selling a Trek bike. The bike he's selling is a Giant bike. So I don't know
so
what...
he's got his wordings mixed
so
up.
So I don't know... Yeah, so they always just got his wordings mixed up. Then I reply... I'm putting this all through ChatGPT and it's telling me what to say. So then I reply, say, not like the messages, but, what I should be looking at. Then it says, ask for the serial number of the bike. So then I ask for the serial number. It just sends me a 5-digit number that is not related to anything whatsoever.
Just made up.
Serial numbers are meant to be 9 or 10 digits long.
Well, it's just 0000.
They just put like 4, 6, 8, 1, 2.
Could be his PIN.
Maybe.
So about that?
But what the fuck is going on here?
Well, how much do you really love this bike?
It's the best value bike I've seen in 6 weeks.
If you buy it, what happens then?
I think...
Do you go to his house?
No, so you have to spend like 80 quid to get it delivered. But it's like a...
Just what? Someone just cycles it to you?
Someone cycles it to you, yeah.
Fucking hell.
From the other side of the country.
And so, surely then, at that point, when this site holds your money for 48 hours, you'll know or not. Mm. And if it is a fraud... You can get your money back.
And how does the guy get back home?
Do you have to give him a lift?
I have to give him a lift back, yeah.
Fuck.
Annoyingly, on the same bike. So I could have just gone and got it myself.
A little backy.
So yeah, it's all a bit weird though, isn't it? Do you think he's a liar? Here's what I'm thinking now. I wonder if a few months ago when this bike was on eBay, someone nicked the pictures and put a fake Facebook Marketplace post up. So the whole Facebook thing is just complete bollocks, top to bottom.
Yeah. They don't even know about it. They're even confused.
Yeah, because I'm not sure what you mean. But then why has he sent me like...
Do you think they're using ChatGPT to respond to you? So at this point...
I did have that on eBay for another bike that I'm looking at.
Two AI bots just chatting to one another.
I know. Pretty sad and pathetic, isn't it?
Why? Well, you've tried this before. You've done this before.
No, so obviously you go... Because I'm looking at used bikes. You have to message them a lot. Because I'm spending... It's like a lot of money. It's not like top end mega money, but
does it have like gadgets on it or something?
Some of them have good gadgets on it.
Yeah, like what?
Like a little cycling computer and power meters in the pedals to tell you how hard you're pedaling and stuff.
Can any of them lift you off the ground?
Yeah, Inspector Gadget.
A little bit of flying.
You're looking at, yeah.
Anyone got any, like a little engine or something?
We can get an e-bike with a little motor.
Yeah, I suppose.
But yeah, so I'm a bit, I don't know what to do.
What gadgets would you want on this bike for good money, Ethan?
Hong Kong horn,
or one that's got the ice cream van music on just to fucking get everyone going in the village.
Get the kids out.
That's weird, man. That is weird.
No,
I take that back. My main aim
coming out with their 50p's.
God,
and you're like that guy on that video sniffing.
My main aim was to prank everyone in the village.
Yeah,
not get the kids out. I have to pull back on that.
Fair play.
Ooh, pull fucking what?
Hopefully you're so quick
Don't see me.
You are flying through and they'll catch
you. Not so many ice creams going at that speed.
Yes,
to quote Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah.
So I'm really, that's been my week. I've been my head in the eBay arse, basically.
In eBay's
and
arse.
And this is like webuysicles.uk or something.
And will this be resolved soon or will this carry on? Is this
the bike
saga?
Will be resolved tonight.
Tonight.
And another guy, I don't know if they're not going to see this. There's another guy that put his bike up for listing. He didn't sell. Relisted it. I messaged saying, could I be cheeky and offer a bit lower than the listing price? Because I know it didn't sell last time. Would you be up for that? And he went, let's just let the listing run out. If it doesn't sell for the listed price, you can have it for the price you've offered. Great. Then on the day it's meant to finish, he pulls the listing.
Oh,
and I messaged saying, I've seen the listing's gone off an hour early, by the way. Does that mean we're going at the agreed price? And he went, to be honest with you, I've taken it out for a ride.
I'm
not sure I want to sell it. He said,
what's the biking community like, by the way?
It's
full of these
quite
kind
nice.
Of people?
Yeah, it is quite nice generally because it's nerds, isn't it? There's no real I'm sure there are dickheads who cycle, but there's no
Jeremy Vine.
Yeah, Jeremy Vine being one of them.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, we don't know he's a dickhead. But I think generally speaking,
Lance Armstrong.
He's not a dickhead, he's sick. He's ace.
He took loads of drugs, didn't he?
Yeah. Could be worse. But I think that it's people who just like, they don't want to, you lose so much money on them. So he said he's going to take it for another ride on Thursday and let me know if he wants to keep it or not. Right. So I've just got to sit around waiting.
So part two of this bike drama.
Joe's buying a bike. Yeah. Oh, I mean, also, actually, I do actually want to ask people, if anyone knows any good like cycling clubs in Manchester. What?
What are you doing here?
I want people's thoughts.
God.
Any good cycling clubs in Manchester? Because I want to build up to like doing proper rides and stuff. And people go abroad. They love Mallorca. The cycling. Have you seen how much cycling?
How would you get your bike over there? Do you put it on a boat?
Plastic box.
Huh?
Yeah. So if anyone knows any cycling clubs that does like little events, doing little, I want to get stuck in properly.
You love really small coffees, cyclists, don't they?
Well, I mean, a flat white is 10 times too big for us.
Do you know what I mean, Ethan?
Basically, a hollowed out roller.
Yeah.
Really small coffees. What? What are you laughing at?
It's literally him, isn't it?
Yeah, you do. Whenever I drive past bikers, they've never got like a good cup on them. They've always got like a
tiny
someone who sounds like a Chelsea left winger, like a Cortard or Piccolino or something like that.
Yeah, he was a great player.
Yeah, always,
hell, absolute wonder of a left foot.
Yeah, just a little straight in the mouth.
Yeah, I'll take one of them. Yeah, so that's me. I'm balls deep in cycling and curry at the minute.
Good luck.
What have you been up to?
Been a busy week. It's been a good week. It's been a fun week.
It's always been busy with you.
Just do nothing really much. Nothing much happened on these days, but I want to say happy birthday to Matt, who's 50, and Carly, who's 30. Friday night, Saturday night. Big nights, great fun. One was a barbecue. I don't know if you were around on Saturday around lunchtime though.
What,
the barbecue starts at 5 p.m. The heavens opened at 12. Did you see it?
12 p.m.
Lightning hit our street.
No, it didn't.
It did. Lightning hit our street.
What? Hit the floor.
Hit the floor. All the car alarms are going off. I've never heard anything like it.
Really?
I've gone up Friday night, big night. I've taken the dogs out. Me and Becky are just chilling, and we're looking at what's going.
His legs, he means.
No. We're looking at the dog. We're looking at the time. And I'm like, right, I've got a few hours here. I'm going to go get my head down. Okay?
In bed.
Oof. So I think I'm good because I've got a big night tonight.
Few hours. Christ.
Jaws killing. I'm going to sleep. And then it starts. 12:30. Thunder. No, but did you hear it, Joe? Where were you Saturday? In Stockport, were you, by any chance?
I was here for the Man United game.
Oh, fucking hell.
It was chucking it down here, but we didn't get
lightning hit our street. Hit number 41. It hit just outside. It just outside their flower bed. Joe, when I say I have never heard noise like it, the thundering and then the clatter.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard lightning up close like that?
One time.
It was remarkable.
Florida.
It's crazy,
it's insane.
Isn't it?
Like, when it's the proper stuff. It feels like the house is moving, doesn't it?
Oh, my arse went.
Oh, I love it.
I couldn't believe it, but again, great. But they're not the highlights of my week. Breaking Joe's is pinpointed in one place, a big place. What are you laughing at?
I know what this is.
You know what it is, don't you?
I don't.
Someone was listening to the show this morning. I went to... Let's play a quick guessing game.
Yay!
What's getting me so excited this morning?
Chips.
I mean, we're in the food realm.
Of course. Beef.
Ooh.
Chickens.
I thought you were going to say something then. Foods that begins with B. Let's go with that because you said
bolognese.
Beef. No.
Brisket.
Nope. Brisket, come on. I've been somewhere.
What
I've
mean,
been
come on, like,
I've been
brisket.
Somewhere where oh. they make food beginning with a B.
Big.
Big what?
Mac.
No, I have been to a beans factory.
Yeah.
I have been to a Heinz beans factory.
Oh, fucking
that produce
hell.
2 billion, not 2 billion.
Making it up.
2 million cans of beans a day.
A day?
A day. And 98% of them stay here in the UK. 1% goes to Australia. Others divvy about.
Where do they get their beans from?
The beans are called a navy bean, as they called it. We know it as a haricot bean or something
Harico,
like that.
Yes.
They go, they're from Canada.
Wow.
So let me just set the scene.
Yeah, set the
scene. Set the scene. It was in the calendar, Big Bean Day. Circled in the calendar.
I thought, I mean, Becky thought Saturday was good. Nothing on this.
And they started to do weirdly the ones with the little sausages in as well, haven't they?
You tried your best.
Big bean, and it's gluten free. Big bean day. Circling the calendar, I can't wait. I go to bed extra early the night before because of how excited I am. I have to do an induction at the Big Bean Factory. Health and safety, I'm wearing high vis, ear defenders, steel toe cap boots, I'm wearing it all.
Hairnet, beard net.
Class. I have to do a little test before I can go in. Welcome.
Is it true they made you put a hairnet on your back?
No. Welcome to Europe's largest food factory.
No way.
Can I stun you? Did you even know that existed? I mean, it's clearly going to exist, but did you know this existed in Wigan?
Did you know that Europe's largest food factory existed?
Did you know it existed in Wigan?
Did I sausage? Did I 57 varieties, mate?
So then I get a
How
tour.
Big is it?
Huge.
Is it just incredible?
Huge. Something like 7 football pitches wide.
5 a side?
No, proper football
really?
Pitches.
Premier League.
Huge. So then I get a tour. And we like the baked bean in. It's not a big thing elsewhere, I don't think. We love a baked bean.
Yeah.
Which is, for those who don't know, the haricot beans, which aren't baked anymore. Blanched. With some sort of tomato sauce, top secret. So I go from bean to... Don't do that.
Well, don't what?
2 million cans a day and you're giving it...
No, well, top secret
You'd be
is
happy
bollocks,
to sell 2 million.
Top secret is bollocks.
Why?
Aldi, Sainsbury's, Tesco, Farm Foods, Heron Foods, M&S.
Yeah, but you could taste them all. You could taste them
Morrison's.
All. You could taste them all.
They all make a version.
They all make a version, yes. Yeah. But they don't get the
no,
same.
No, but the idea that it's like a patent on tomato sauce. I know you didn't say that. But I always think top secret, I think, come on, mate.
Here's one for you. Are you sat down? Do you know what on the tin it says
implied.
That beans are one of your 5 a day?
I did know that.
One of your 5 a day comes from the source, my friend.
You're joking.
Not the bean itself.
You're joking.
Not the bean itself. Brilliant fact. I've got loads.
That's a brilliant fact.
So
when it says one of your 5 a day, the beans are not contributing to that?
No, just the sauce.
What's wrong with the beans?
The beans are good, but they're not a fruit or a veg.
They are.
Certainly a veg.
Are they a veg?
I mean, are they not?
Are they a legume?
Are they a pulse?
I thought it wasn't. I don't know if beans... Do beans count as your one of your 5 a day? Anyway, that's where the one of the 5 comes from.
That's incredible.
And do you know the... Right, anyway, let me go from start to finish here because I'm getting too carried away. The first bean comes in, they're very small and hard, okay? They have to go through this process called blanching for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All that is boiling water, giving it to the bean, all right? Then they go through a process where any dodgy beans are removed from the system. Now... As much as it was...
Sounds like reform.
Yeah. As much as it was a... I don't know what that means. As much as it was a brilliant tour, as much as I loved it, everyone was very serious.
By the way.
Everyone I spoke to. There was not much humour from these people.
Really?
Maybe they were a little bit nervous.
But you think if you
For
went
example,
to the bean factory, there'd be an element of humour there.
Wait till I get to the tasting. Not a smirk.
Not a sausage.
Well, there was in the sausage. For example, this guy explained to me that until the 1990s that someone had to individually flick the beans out of the conveyor belt. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. Nothing.
He's doing flick the bean material and he's not even cracking straight a smirk.
Fist. Now it's lasered. Now the beans are lasered off.
Really? I mean, you'll be out of a job.
Probably would not take me. Probably not take me 3 hours.
I never is.
So then the sauce is made. So the beans are made one side, the sauce is made the other. And did you know that the process of cooking the actual beans
Olympic swimming pool
is done in the tin itself? So the beans and the sauce meet. And it's not cooked then, it's cooked 90 minutes later as it goes through a process of heating them up and getting to like an 80 degree temperature, I believe. And then after 90 minutes, the tin is done.
I'm in love with this story.
Yeah?
The beans are cooked in the tin.
Yeah. And then it's done. And then we went through the whole, we went from the packaging to where it all goes, to all the supermarkets. We met a couple of people. Now, I don't know if you heard any of it, Ethan.
Mm.
We met a guy called Paul, brilliant. His role, he's got a quite an emotional story from rags to riches. His role is to develop new bean flavours. Okay.
So far, in 150 years, he's not done that much, has it, to be fair to him? Because all I've ever
new
seen
to
is
the job.
The little sausages, and they were in since the 60s.
Dad does curry ones. I've never tried one of the ones. I've seen curry ones and I've seen barbecue.
On the soup, on the shelf?
Yeah, on the soup, on the shelf. Yeah, yeah. So he's got a big, big thing behind in his office of all the different flavours he's come up
really?
With.
Really?
And he told a story of how he said at university on day one of being there.
Being there?
Of being there. Sorry.
Is it being there, done that?
Mm. I will work at the Heinz Beans Factory.
What did he study at university?
Something to do with food. And he's living the dream now. Joe, when I say everyone I met, and they weren't putting it on because of the cameras, when I say everyone loves beans that work there.
Are these bean lifers?
They love
these will
beans.
Spend their days and nights in that bean factory. And
Paul says he gets impatient when he's heating up his beans in the microwave. By the way, microwave rules the roost in terms of heating them up. Ask the Heinz boys.
Don't care what they think.
They're
it's
wrong.
My whole mate.
He said he would leave about a fifth of the beans still in the tin so he can eat them cold whilst his ones are heating up in the microwave.
And we're meant to be taking his advice, are we?
He loves
I love that they beans. Love it. I love that they love it. Is there any windows in this factory?
There are windows in this factory, yes. what does that mean?
Well, as actually? In... Cause as in, like, how bright is it in there?
It's bright enough.
Is it?
See the beans. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah, like people accidentally stepping into a big pool of beans because there's no lights on.
It does remind me, actually.
So where have they all been cooked? In a giant vat?
What, have you not just listened to me? They get cooked in the individual
No, but the blanching process isn't done in the can, is it?
Huge, huge big vat of this boiling water.
Is it
there's
open
two
top?
Tons every 10 minutes. Would you want a dip? What are you on about? Is it open
I want to see. Because what I imagine in my head is I want to see. Do you see those big like mixing bowls that are making like pizza sauce?
Mm.
Or like something like I want to see a gigasmic absolute pool of beans with like a rotating like stirrer that's going through it and someone's pouring in tomatoes, someone's pouring in
we weren't allowed into the
glue or whatever.
Secret,
whatever goes in the middle
top
of it.
Secret.
This is fantastic.
On the way out, I was handed some tikka beans and some pizza beans.
You got them on, yeah?
No, I haven't. I have had the pizza beans. Delicious.
What's on that then?
It's more of a marinara sauce and there is a little bit of cheese through it as well.
Wow.
It's,
do you have that
great.
On toast like pizza?
Yeah. Do you both like beans?
Fucking love them, mate.
Do you
yeah,
have beans,
I'm a big bean man. I told you like how I varied all the different types of beans I was making, but there is a consequence. As when I go to bed, my belly's a balloon.
Yeah, it is. And there's some there's a lot of Febreze kicking about.
I think we should defend the baked bean a little bit
because other countries give it stick.
Well, and this is a problem, and this is a worldwide issue that I've noticed. Is what happens when you take a local cheap cuisine out of its natural habitat. And you put it on a pedestal. Baked beans on toast costs about, what? It depends on what beans you get, but 50p to a quid for the beans. And then the loaf of bread's 70p. and you've got two slices. It's a cheap, easy breakfast or lunch or dinner,
it's
whatever.
It's good as well.
And we love it because it tastes nice, it's convenient, it gets made in 6-7 minutes total, and it's cheap as fuck. That's all of that goes into how much we love beans on toast as a country. Then you have Americans or Canadians or whatever it may be, just non-British people, going, we're going to try beans on toast. They love it in England. This is their best food. And you're like,
this is the best.
It's food. Not, though, is it? It's a culmination of easy to get, cheap, easy to make, tasty, and all those things go into it. And then someone takes that and eats it in a car in fucking Oklahoma and says, well, it's not as good as barbecue food. Of course it's not as good as a 70 quid barbecue platter. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And you see that. Like, they'll serve it at a restaurant, like an English restaurant in America, and it's $14.99 for beans on toast. And you go, well, it's not worth... Of course it's not fucking worth it at that price. I think this happens all the time.
You defend,
like,
the beans, good for you. Yeah. I tell you, he'd love you, Paul.
Of course he would.
He'd be fucking...
And I'd love
he'd
Paul.
Have his top off, have beans everywhere. Also,
like, when you go to another country and you have, like, their street food, that when you're in that country, costs the equivalent of, like, £3.90. Mm. And then you have it in a restaurant in Northern Quarter, and it's 16 quid, because they had to import all the ingredients that were cheap and easy to get there, and then you're having a bowl of soup that's like, oh, it's quite nice, I can't believe it's 18 quid. It's not meant to be 18 quid. These are local, easy to get, quick, fast, cheap meals, and you take them out of that context and it completely lets it down. Beans on toast is a perfect example.
Why we went there, because they were celebrating 140 years of the tinned beans, but guess what, they didn't have a tin opener back in the day. So they just have to look at it.
No, they didn't just look at it. This is like one of those well-known, like, can you believe it facts? The tin opener was invented 20 years after the tin.
What were they all doing?
They weren't just looking at it.
You wouldn't put it in a tin, would you?
Well, yeah, because you can still stab into it, pop it open, get it open somehow.
I asked him as well one of the questions I've always thought of.
Just look at it.
Why is the tin circle? Why not cubed to help with stacking in the cupboards? He didn't know.
Really? He had nothing.
Now, you're talking about beans here, you've reminded me of a story. I don't know if this is going to be a funny story or not, because I've only just reminded myself of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what... It's very confusing to me what happened, but it is quite funny because the word beans was shouted a lot. I was walking the dogs near Reddish Vale. Have you been around that way?
Rings a bell.
And there's a little lake, they call it like the Brinnington Beach. It's quite a funny thing because it's not a beach, it's just a little... grasp it, and with the two dogs, and Buck's running on the lake, and he's hiding himself around the corner, and why is because he's found someone who's left like a little barbecue set out, and there's nothing meaty there, but there is some leftover like barbecue beans. Ooh. Right, and he's fucking going for it. Anyway, I get him on the lead. You're a fuck you. Anyway, as I come around the other side of the beach with two of the dogs on there, there's an old lady. She's saying hello. Right. And she says, can her dog meet my dogs? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
And then they're getting on really well. And I say, well, should we let the dogs off the lead and they can have a play? And I say, but you got to be careful because my dog's going to go for the beans over there. And I'm starting to realise she can't hear very well. Right. So then she goes, beans? I go, yeah, there's beans. There's beans just over there. And she's going, like, and beans. We're just shouting beans back and forth to one another. I go, I'll show you. Watch this. And I thought, Buck, don't let me down here. And he ran straight. Look, he's going for the beans. And she's like.
Is she just not getting it?
I don't know if that story's funny, but I wandered away going, fuck me, I shouted beans far too much.
It's very enjoyable.
Trying to explain to a woman, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
Beans.
There are floor beans around there, and it might be an issue for the dogs.
What have you been up to, Ethan?
Oh, Christ. Haven't had hot water in the shower for 5 days, so I've been washing out the sink.
And is that getting worked on?
It's finally been fixed. They implanted a new shower. But
nice.
My
5 days feels like a lot, doesn't it?
That.
Yeah, it's like what I'd do is so I'd get about 12 seconds of hot water in the morning. So I'd use the sink to lather myself up. So it's quite difficult
fuck
with
me.
The shape of like the sink, obviously, to try and get the armpit in there. Obviously, you don't want to do it, but your genitals can't quite reach if you're 5'6". You have to kind of like... scoop the water down onto like a bath mat. So I've had two bath mats in there, and then once you're all lathered up, and then
have you ever considered the fucking tea towel? What's it called?
Tea towel.
The loofah.
No, not well, a loofah or
Andros.
What's the little ones like that big?
What, the TV?
Oh show? Yeah, what they call the funnel, flannel.
A flannel.
Flannel.
Oh, I don't have a flannel. And I didn't expect this situation to occur, I suppose. I've always just been relying on using my hands.
I'd probably use a sponge from the kitchen sink.
That's true. You got a sponge?
From the kitchen sink?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
You're butt naked by the fucking kitchen sink.
You think I'm using a sponge?
Presumably you use that same sponge to clean raw chicken off a cutting board.
So what?
And not your own gooch.
That's... Either vice versa if I use the sponge afterwards.
No, you can't have it vice versa. What makes you feel gross about it?
Either order. If I use the sponge to wash my plates after I've used it to wash my knackers.
Well, obviously,
gross.
After it's gone knackers first, you're not going to then use it on your plates again. I'm just saying there's a cleaning utensil there that could help you out with this.
So even once it's been used in cleaning utensils, you're still willing to use it?
Me personally, I would use it after either way.
Yeah, if I put boiling water through it and really heat the water up, I would use that same sponge.
No, you wouldn't.
Presumably, whatever filth is on your groin isn't much worse than the giblets in a raw chicken that might be all over a cutting board.
I'm stunned if this is not sarcasm.
No.
It's like, do you know that the sponge is notoriously the dirtiest thing in the kitchen?
Yeah, but did you also know that there's never been a pandemic because people keep getting sponge flu? It's fine.
No, what? But if I'm wanting to get clean, I don't want to rub these chicken giblets you speak of on me. That's not clean. That's
no, but what he's saying is, what do you do with your sponge after you clean raw chicken, the giblets off your chopping board?
I suppose I'd give it a little bit of a rinse around the bowl with some hot soap.
So why wouldn't you do that with your bits in the sponge?
That's foul.
I don't get what the difference is.
So use a mental...
A bit of sweat... Is that worse for you or better for you than salmonella?
Than an animal flesh?
I've got me hands. I don't need this sponge.
So you're stood there by the sink.
Yeah.
Are you facing at forwards or are you putting your bum to it?
Why would I have my bum to the sink? I'm washing myself.
Easy access.
Make two inches of water, plug in, drop your bum in it.
I can't reach. I'm not as tall as you.
Yeah, just imagine someone who works at Skegness is putting you on a donkey. So you just get someone to pop you up, put you on the sink, and then you do the rest.
Yeah, well, I don't have that person from Skegness in there, so I can't do that.
Is the guy not still living with you?
No, he's gone now. Sodded
off. Took his donkeys with him, did he?
Yeah, it's because he woke up one morning and he's fucking sponging his arsehole.
That's awful. That's a terrible accusation.
I'd move as well.
So you've been washing your giblets in the sink?
Yeah. And then I didn't see anyone on Sunday.
Right, so let's go to the weekend. What did you do on the weekend? Because last Saturday you painted this bleak picture that the only person you spoke to was the barmaid who served you 3 pints of Guinness.
Yes.
Did things change this weekend?
Yeah, I lost confidence to go back to the pub, so I just didn't leave at all. But that's good. I didn't drink anything.
No, that's not good.
I had a sober weekend, apart from a can of John Smith's at 9 o'clock on the Sunday, just to calm everything down. You know, to make sure that you feel like you've done something.
Weirdly, if that's your first drink of the weekend, it is anywhere between 8 and 28 hours too early. It's too late. That
what was
you
it
have
like?
Your first drink of the weekend at 9 p.m. on Sunday.
No, what was that like?
Honestly, for some reason, I just usually a pint fills me with excitement, but this one just fills me with sorrow.
Did you say sorrow then?
Yeah, I said sorrow.
Did you go out at least?
You want to start coming around to mine on a Sunday night?
Did you go out at least on a Saturday? Did you go out on a Saturday?
On a lease?
Did you go out at least on the Saturday to see some people?
I saw Wobben Saturday lunchtime.
Nice, great.
And then the rest of the Saturday, I played my Crystal Palace career and led us to the Europa League.
At home by yourself?
Yeah, man.
So on the notes there, it says, Breaking Joe's, Ethan, it says shower, which we've, I guess we've covered.
Yeah.
Bounce back.
So oh, yes.
Is there a part of the story where everything turns out all right and you bounce back and you...
I decided to go for my first run since November.
That's
cause,
brilliant.
Because we talked about that on the last podcast. You asked us, like, you said, you're doing the gym still. I was like, oh, why aren't there? There's no reason why. It's just because I'm letting work like get ahead of us. So I thought, no, I'll find the time. So what I did was... I ran and I didn't on a treadmill, but I didn't check at all how long I'd been running for. I had no stats up. So my idea was just like run until I just can't really anymore. So I did 7K, which is all right.
Fucking hell, fair
good,
play.
Good that's, bounce that's back.
Belting.
7K,
fucking hell. Well done. That'd be first run in ages. Now and again.
Not for me.
We've got to run tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I won't do 7K, maybe I'll do like 4 or 5K.
Yeah, well, no, that's really good, that. For your first run back, doing anything at all is always good, because I just think running so hard.
Do you know you got it's a full really Sunday to yourself, hard. Ethan?
No music as well, because my headphones were dead, so it was just amazing. Counting bleaker. To my beats.
So not looking at you, not looking how far you've done.
No.
No target in mind.
No.
And no music.
Just a white wall.
Oh,
the
my
gym.
God. Do you know on Sunday, Ethan, when you're like by yourself, but yeah. Do you not think, oh, I might spend maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 quid on a bit of food, and I have a journey cooking myself bits and bobs and make a nice little tea for yourself?
I made pasta.
What was on it?
Peppers. I made my own sauce.
What was that?
Chopped tomatoes and some powders I had in the cupboard.
Look, I don't think it's quite what Joe had in mind, that.
No. And chopped some tomatoes. Roast chicken in there.
What, did you cook a full roast?
No, I had pasta. It was already kind of roasted, the chicken.
No, where did the roast
again.
Chicken come from?
I bought it from the shops.
Like no, right, Ethan!
Yeah. A packet of pre-cooked chicken.
It was pre-roasted, and then I roasted it again.
What? Is that not the driest chicken in the world, then?
Unbelievable. And then I air-fried it, and then I baked it. Fucking hell.
Hold on, this chicken every has been cooked
and then I rehydrated it, then I pickled it, then I smoked it, then I hot smoked it.
This is the driest chicken in the world.
Then I George Foreman'd it.
The best bit is, I had it again on Monday for my tea, so I reheated it.
Oh
again.
My God. That chicken's been heated four
in
times.
Air fryer.
It's been cooked, first of all. He's bought it. He's air-fried it. That's twice. Then he's put it in the oven, sorry. Then he's air-fried it. Then the next day, he's reheated it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the chicken can't be cooked four times. I'm sure there's a rule.
I'd like to know about that. Because I always think you can only reheat something once.
What about triple-cooked chips?
Brilliant point.
Yeah. Meat particularly as well.
Meat's the one there.
But I just don't think there's an issue with it. Why would there be?
Tell you what people have got big problems with. Rice.
Yeah.
Have you heard that, Ethan?
Yeah, he should have been stood closer to the goal line the other day.
It's his second football joke of the day.
He's been saving up all weekend.
Just a quick update on our fantasy football league, by the way. Do you know, like I told you about the punishment, severe.
Yeah, you've got to stand and on Market like Street dressed as a gold statue.
It's like a battle at the bottom that was, I believe, a 30-point gap. I believe there's now 6 points in it.
Oh, do you know what I'm doing? So it all comes down to pretty much as I've triple captained Erling Haaland and McGrath's not. So this is obviously going out. We'll record this before the game against Palace, but it'll be going out after. So on Wednesday, I'm going to do an experience at Manchester City, and we're going to have a three-course meal beforehand as part of this like deal. And then I'm going to the game. We've got
incredible. What are you doing that with?
So my friend works at a private school where a certain Manchester City legend's relative goes there.
Right,
so we've got it.
Grandma.
Yeah. So yeah, so I'm not triple captain because I panicked and I did a wild card and I can't do it the same week.
No.
So fuck that up.
So basically,
Ethan could win.
Full of corporate greed.
But I do still have the triple captain in my locker.
Have to gold up.
I hope he doesn't score actually, because it'd be better for me that, wouldn't it, Ethan?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Drew, I was wondering, it could be a deal here. If you took so many minus points and exactly matched my team and we got the same number of points until the end of the season, we'd both finish 8th. There's no one in 9th, no forfeit.
I think it's like, whoever finishes last rather than... I think you're both doing it.
No. It's whoever's last. 8th is not 9th.
No, but it's not whoever finishes ninth, it's whoever finishes last.
Last is ninth.
No, it's not, is it?
That's a good
point,
actually.
In this instance, last is...
But who would be above one another, me or you?
We would be level, so we're not last, are we? To be last means...
You could be joint last.
You could be joint eighth, we're not ninth.
That's true.
Let's see if we put it in the group,
see if we like that.
So if you were joint... Ah, let me try and word this in a way.
Yeah, I love it.
No, all right.
I'm with you.
If we were joint first, what would that mean?
What? You'd share it.
You joint, would that mean you joint second?
Like them two won the Olympics.
You joint first.
Like them two won the Olympics. The two that won the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
So we could be joint eight.
So you share the punishment of being last.
But they share the punishment of neither of them being an outright winner, I suppose. So I guess it's open to interpretation.
It is, and I know for a fact the commissioner of this league is very lenient when it comes to loopholes and you getting out of this by just taking negative points on purpose. Yeah. Oh, is that the bong from Bong FM?
My bong's not arrived yet. That's a good bong, though, isn't it? Bong.
Bong FM.
Bong FM.
When you say it's not arrived, have you ordered a bong?
Yeah, from China. Fucking, I tell you what I've got as well. This is going out on the Friday. I'm going away to Wales. And you know what I thought would be fun? As part of the girl's birthday present, I bought one of those sort of parachutes you used to get as a kid. You know the rainbow parachutes when you used to play at school? You used to flap and people used to run under. Because of recent like health and safety laws, you have to get them flown in from Sweden now. I bought two, 30 foot long. Do you know how long 30 foot is? Well, I opened it out. Unbelievable.
If only they had a unit of measurement that I could kind of compare it to and to kind of multiply it out.
Six
in my head.
Ethans.
But would you like to have a go at them like you did in school?
What's the game?
Where you used to run through and you used to run different colours. You used to run
class,
through it.
Unreal.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, class.
Brilliant. So that's what we're going
to
do.
So you bought two of them?
I've got loads of stuff coming from all over
the place. How much were
they? Not too bad. Just have to get it flown in from Sweden.
Which is probably going to have to pay import tax on that of about 80 quid.
What?
Yeah.
When do I have to do that?
When it arrives. Someone will come to your door with a card machine.
Fuck off.
Promise.
A card machine?
Yeah.
Go away.
Hold it at the post
office. Send it back to Sweden. And then what?
You're in prison.
I win.
What's Bong FM then?
Bong FM. Did you see the huge news?
Go on.
That's making me proud to be from where I'm from. Stockport. That Channel 4 has done a full... feature film on the Stockport Pyramid Curry House.
No.
And they've been documenting it since its launch to its present day, and it will be aired on Friday, the 22nd of May.
We've got 3 weeks.
We might, as in us three, might be invited to a premiere of that in a cinema nearby the pyramid the day before. With an exclusive screening and then a full curry afterwards.
No! Really?
I might not be able to make the curry. But you lot can do it and do me proud.
Are they going to do the catering for it then?
Yeah, it would be fucking daft not to.
So we're going to get to go watch it?
We get to go watch it in the big screen.
Are you going
to
watch it?
For a curry after. I watch it and then I might have to backdoor it. But you,
why can't you go for a curry?
Because the curry's on at 9 p.m.
So?
I'm up at 4.
Oh, is it not a weekday?
No, it's a weekday. So I can watch it. Wow, brilliant. And then you boys can eat. Who eats a curry at 9 p.m?
Well, Ethan cracks his first beer of the weekend at 9 p.m. on a Sunday. So
that's true. But sadly not. So that's my Bong FM. So if anyone in the UK wants to see it, it's going to make us very proud, I think.
That's really exciting. Is it a documentary then?
Full documentary.
Brilliant.
90 minutes. 3D.
Not 3D.
It is 3D.
What, it looks like the coma pieces coming straight at your
face.
Yeah.
I would like to be invited to more things, actually. So if there's anyone watching this who wants us to go to more things, I will go to those things.
Ethan just wants invites to places because he's got nothing to do on the
No, way. It's oh. not that. It's
it is.
Just you only live once. I was just thinking in that moment.
And a couple of times I've invited Ethan to certain things. He can't be asked.
True. Do you know what I found out today?
What?
Did you want a fact back? Do you know the Moon Underwater Weatherspoons?
Yeah.
I was reading an article about a famous comedian who struggled with alcoholism, and I was reading about it, and he talks about Moon Underwater. And I didn't realise that's a book or an essay by George Orwell talking about his ideal pub. Isn't that the ideal pub? The real one? The real Moon Underwater?
I don't know. It's busy though, isn't it? That's
big. I think it's fantastic.
I'm sure there was a stat about that pub saying it's one of the largest in England, if not the largest pub in England.
It's so big.
Because it's an old dance hall.
It's a big pub and then it's an even bigger pub at the back.
It's got four bars.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, I'd heard that it was an idea of the dream pub, the Moon Underwater.
But it's such an appropriate name for such a venue.
It's a really good name. Right, should we get into top three? We've been teasing this one for a while. And we're finally here.
This has been
on the top three list for a while. So welcome to the top three things you have to plug in.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
3, 2, 1.
The top three.
You go first. I know you're excited.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
It's changed recently.
Has it?
Well, not recently, but if you asked me this 5 years ago, maybe this wouldn't be in the top, but it is.
Yeah.
Number three is the air fryer.
Yeah.
Top three things that plug in. The air fryer.
Yeah.
In number two. You're excited for this one, aren't you?
Yeah, go on.
I've got a really cool lamp in the bedroom, but it needs plugging in.
Of course it is, a lamp.
And in at number one...
Just a lamp.
Lamp. In at number one, the telly. Who's beating it?
Well, mine are.
There is no way in the top three things you have to plug in, nothing's beating the telly.
Well, let's go for it.
Go for it.
Number three, the seatbelt. Saved millions of lives. Saved millions of lives, mate. Has telly's ever done that?
Probably, yeah. We've like first aid instructions on them and stuff.
Great point. Number two, just USB-C in general.
What?
The fact that everything runs off the same plug now.
Yeah, that's such a good answer.
Fantastic. Your phone.
No, it's things you plug in.
Yeah, a USB-C cable. Plug it into a phone, plug it into a portable speaker, plug it into a watch, plug it into.
You're having all of these?
I'm having the cable.
I don't know if that works.
Because it works. That's a great answer.
Things you plug in.
You plug cables into things.
Yes, but I want the thing you plug it into, please. What? This is like, what's your favourite veg? And you all pick fruit. I'm not having it.
Well,
pick one. No, is it a laptop?
It's the USB-C.
No.
And the ubiquity with which
I'm not having it.
Permeates
it's a disgrace.
Our lives. Because now you can have one charger at the side of the bed, plug everything you've got into that fucker. Unreal.
Yes, so name one of the things.
I don't need to.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
Right, you said things that you plug in.
Yes.
And that cable.
And the plug is part of the question.
That cable plugs in, doesn't it?
Yes, but what I want is the thing it plugs into.
Number one. Memories. Actually. Memories. Where would we be without them?
Shite.
Because memories are constantly being plugged in to every new bit of stimulus that you have. You're thinking back to what I should do in this situation, what I should do when someone reaches the hand out. Oh, I remember, you meant to put your hand out and shake hands with them. Without memories, Joe, plugging them in constantly to every bit of information that you come across, what would you be? Just in a bed.
Surprised your fucking butt plug didn't get a little look in. Plug that boy in more times a week than I have hot dinners. And that's
never
a
plug it out, mate.
Yeah,
so you don't still have to plug there it now. If you don't plug it out,
you're going to get a text. Ethan, what's your top three things you have to plug in?
That's a great question, Joe.
And obviously, Joe will tell you whether you're allowed or not.
Because I was right. You've plugged in dreams and a seatbelt.
Not dreams, memories.
Okay, in at number three, the bath.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, because you plug in the bath. That's what I want. I want the thing you plug in.
We don't plug the bath in. You plug the plug in.
Would you give the plug it? Would you take the plug away and go, that thing here is
though,
brilliant?
Technically, though, you don't plug the bath in.
Yes, you do.
The bath is the thing getting plugged.
You plug it in.
No, you don't.
Oh, I don't know. Have you plugged the bath in? That's the saying.
No one said that.
Yes, they do.
You put the plug in.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Plug into what? The bath?
I think I would say, have you plugged the plug in?
Yeah.
Yes. Into what, though?
So if
that's what we're after.
If you bought a bath off someone and went, where do I plug this bath in?
No.
So what he's saying there is the same as a USB-C cable. He's talking about the plug.
Okay, so Ethan, so in that plug, you mean everything. You mean sinks, you mean baths, you mean the whole works. Well, he's just changed your answer for you.
Well, okay, I guess some answer would be just the plug. A plug.
Yeah, great. He wanted a lovely bath.
A rubber...
He wanted nice like candles on, and you've just taken that.
No, but the thing is,
dirty plug in his sink.
The thing is, McGrath
washing his ass with a sponge.
I don't like baths, but I just think it's so vital to the whole system of having a bath. Like, if you were to have a plug, you would have a bath.
Yeah, he would.
Yes, you would.
No, there's no way around
it. Yes, you would.
No.
Yes, you would.
You'd have to have a tin bath over a fire that you emptied out the window and killed people underneath. Like the good old days.
What are you talking?
Throw the baby out with the bathwater. Do you think you threw the baby won't go down the plug hole?
I think top three's done after this.
You're not taking it seriously.
Because you wanted us to go oven, kettle, toaster. We thought outside the box. Ethan, number two, please.
Ears. When you plug your
now
ears.
I'm furious.
No, so the wonders of this one is it's double meaning. Earphones get plugged in. Ooh, I got music. Noise defence earpieces can get plugged in. I can't hear anything.
No, I'm not. I say this. What a choice. You're tipping up the fucking edge here. I've never put my earphones in and go, they're plugged in.
You plug your earphones in.
You just put them in your ears.
You plug them in.
You don't go, it's hard to say. What are you listening to? Oh, what are you plugged
into? I tell you what I would say when a plug becomes a plug. If you tip it upside down and it doesn't fall out. And that's my metric. Because anything else, you're just resting or you're laying on it. If you tip it upside down and it doesn't fall out, it's been plugged in.
If you tip my head upside down, it wouldn't fall out.
Exactly.
Are you convinced that if you tip the bath upside down, the plug wouldn't fall out?
100%.
I think it...
Of course it wouldn't fall out. It would be wedged in.
What are you talking about?
You think the plug would fall out of a bath if you tipped it upside down?
Yeah.
No.
I think now and again it would. I think one in three times.
Your plug's too loose, mate. Ethan, number one, please.
And in at number one, I wrote down the electric toothbrush, because when it's dead and you're just rubbing it around and you're knowing it's not getting that clean, but you find the time once a week to give it another charge up.
He's won me back. That's the stuff I wanted.
That's what I wanted.
I didn't want that little, you know, the fucking plug itself.
I think I love that, by the way. There's nothing worse than dragging a dead electric toothbrush around your gob, is there?
Yeah, I've got one of the saddest things in the world.
What?
So it tells you the pressure you're applying to your teeth, because I got told that.
That is lovely.
Because I had early gum disease, that told me.
It tells you if you get early gum disease?
No.
Fucking hell, no,
the dentist said that and said, buy this brush, and it sorted them right out.
Amazing.
You wouldn't want it to diagnose me with other things, would you?
No.
Okay, this has been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Thank you very much for watching. It's been great to have you with us. We'll see you all next week. Go and sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's podcast. Loads of amazing stuff on there. Recently, we tried some new pizzas from a big chain that now do sourdough.
Oh. See you later.
Bye.
Wave, Ethan, please.
Bye.